We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We are starting four lines from the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Bayiminei Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Mirav Ami. We want to know, how do you kasher these kelim that you got from a goy? So we had already two ways of kashering it. Either by doing milui v'iru, which means you fill it up with water and every 24 hours you just change the water. That's number one. Or you put in tzira murius. More once I have another etza. We're talking about kankanim of cheres here. Let us put it back into the oven, and it'll push it to get the re-burnt out. Kipshon Eish is a big fire. It's a furnace. You put it into a furnace or a kiln. It's called. You put it in the Kipshon Eish for this labnu, and it got boiling hot, and it got soft again, and then it got hard. Mau, does that work or not? Omalei, of course it works. Sir Sirif, if fish juice burns it, arle kolshkein. You think Ar doesn't do that? Itman Nami, Omrav Yechanamila, Omrav Asi, Omrav Yechanan, Kalkanim Shavim, these jugs of cheres of a goy, Shech Zion Kivshanesh, Kimishin Noshru, Zifasa Mehem, once you see that the pitch is fell off and melted off, Mutarim, then you know it's hot enough and it's mutter. Omrav Asi, you don't need that. Loitema ad the Nosran, Elafilu, Rafi Mirfa, got soft. Even if it didn't actually come off, if it got soft, that's a riot, it's hot enough, and that's enough to kasher these clay cheres. Zot de Gemara, kintza means that you fill it up with these little twigs and you light the fire. So on the inside, it gets so hot that the zephes gets melted off. Is that enough or not? Pligibar of Acha Ravina, chad osur, v'chad chari. One says it's enough, one says it's not enough. V'hilchasa kamanda osur, v'pasuk l'kamanda osur. What's the pshat? So we have to see Rashi for this. So Rashi starts three lines from the top. He says, don't compare that to putting it into a furnace. It gets cooked from the outside also. You know, the cheres got red hot. That's what slab means. It means white. It means red hot. Here it's only the inside. You put the fire inside. It's not right the cheres got hot. The pitch melted because the fire was from the inside. Zok Rashi, umahacha shaminon, tahani chavis akakanim lefishim achlisin lekiim. Since you used that for wine for a long time, leisagi behechsher b'fnim, bein lesarfon, bein losseich amayim chamim. You can't put in duagala and you can't make a fire inside. Midasa bekinsa doesn't work. Tahani baratzmoi, kos gashu huchamedu. You can't do agala on a kli cheres. You can't do it. Rashi, for some reason, says it's a child. You don't really need that, even a little bit. It won't work. If you could burn it from the outside somehow, it's mutter. Lefikach tzar la'aron, ma'isa, you're not doing that. Lefikach, therefore, the only eitz is tzar la'aron eitz leis. Oy la'asha oisam hashneim etzachayus. Rashi really tells you something. Gives you a sneak preview. We're going to have in Daf Lamed Daled that 12 months helps also. Waiting 12 months also. This is another thing that people use for Pesach sometimes. That 12 months helps for the din of Yayin Esach. So far with Rashi, we got another reason. We got another way of kashering. And really have four ways of kashering so far. We have either putting in Mayim, Milu V'Iru, we have Tzira Murius, we have putting it into a Kivshon Eish, and we also have waiting 12 months. These are all the ways of kashering these cheres. Now, it's obviously different than a regular case. The reason is because regular case is used from hot. This is, remember, wine is not with heat. It comes in through kavush and therefore has other coolers that will not apply to things that become treif with heat. Is it mutter to use these barrels for sheikha? That means we just said, you have a treif, a barrel, that's a barrel of wine, you cannot use it for wine. The loch is that it becomes osur. Osur ba'anok could be even. What about putting beer into these barrels? And the same thing you can ask is, what about schnapps into these barrels? You let to put schnapps into this barrel, whiskey, you put sheikha into these barrels. That's Gemara Shaila. Ba'ulu, ma'u litin sheikha. Nachma Rahuda Asri, v'rova shari, rova holds its mutter. And so you have to know really, first of all, why is it mutter? But first of all, let's see Taisvis. Look at one Gemara. Ravina shari le rabchia b'rei, one Gemara. Ravina shari le rabchia b'rei, the ritzel, the mirror by sheikha, he allowed him to put into these barrels sheikha. Ozol Rom Bechamra. He put in wine. But Philhoch Shabbos, he didn't change the halacha. I'm gonna cry Bamu. Maybe he's make a chash that he's gonna put in put in wine. So maybe you shouldn't let him put in Sheikha. No, that was a mistake. But Sheikha he allowed to put in. Zokt, the first wide line of Taisis, small tiny Taisis, Charlie Rima Shifra, Amari, do the Mayim v'choshar mashkel v'am yayin. You're not put anything into this barrel. Why? Because it's pogum. The fact of the matter is that the wine that comes out blias into these other drinks is pogum. Into wine, it's fine. Zokt the Rosh, Simchav Gimel, v'chei Mayim mutalita v'am v'af, v'gav the Bekulu Masharinon. He's bavarni a question. We know you need shishim. And the fact of the matter is that in a barrel, there's no shishim connected to the barrel. You fill a barrel to the top, there's no shishim connected to the walls of the barrel. It's not shishim, not 60 times. You need 60 times, not 60 times. This is Vavagar, the Kulma Sharina, Vein Mayim Vashachar Shishim Levatala Yayin, Phil Akashari. Why? Kitam Hayayin, Aniflat Lesachar Pogum Bi Karuhu. It doesn't taste good. And this is one of the Terim that. It's a shvera heter, but this is one of the heterim people would say with cherry cask. The heter would be is that wine that comes out of these barrels into another liquid, it's pogum. It doesn't taste good. And that's why it's bottled. Even if you don't need shishim. You don't need shishim, it's bottled. What? When you put wine in. When you put wine in. Yeah, wine to wine. Only wine to wine is also. But putting in shecher is not a problem. And Zok Taisus, who is another mashkin? Not Dafka shecher. That's Taisus saying. I'm reading your Taisus. And the Rosh passed like that also. It's not a problem. Avada, don't be mad to sherry casters, because that's a whole different child, because sherry cast actually makes a good taste. It could be the Matisse. It's not like that. I'm not going to get into that child now at all. But Akaponim, just bringing out the point, the Makara is Mr. Gemara, that you're allowed to put in Sheikha White's pocket. But now, there's a very important ran over here that's Mamish a Velt ran. First of all, I want to speak out two ways to learn. The Rosh learns that the reason why Sheikha is Mutter is because Pogum. Other Rishayim learn that. It doesn't come out enough. It is like you have shishim, because the blias that come out, it's not like the whole barrel. If you use heat, then all the blias of the barrel come out. When you use a cover, so this water, just putting it, soaking it with liquid, not all of it comes out. But the ran over here is the mamash of shas ran. He has a kasha. Me and the Raz was a kasha. Yinali mevatel iset l'chatchila. How are you allowed to put sheikhar into this barrel and mevatel tamu yayin? L'chair ein mevatlam iset l'chatchila. I'll do that. Even in the case where something's bottled with shishim, you like to do it l'chatchila? No. So how you like to do it over here? Anyone say any truths, maybe? So, you are. Even if it's pogum, still mevatel. You mevatel iser. The ayin esach. No. No, it comes out. Something comes out.
You're not being
mevatel.
When it comes out,
it's the rasa. No, it's bittel. It's called bittel. If shishim was also, So you're saying, let's say you have shishim here. So put shishim in the yayin esach. It's mutter to do that? I got 60 to the yayin esach? No.
No, there's no history here.
It is. It's in the walls. The yayin esach in the walls.
Well, you can't drink the walls.
So what? But it's still issa. I'm taking the issa and mevatel. So he says, so the Ran has two terutz. One teretz is, each teretz is like the shaydis, biggest shaydis. First teretz is what we call in Yeridea, Tashmish of a Shefa. He says that since Blias Yain in El Mashu, and it's never possible to come to Nesina's Tam, there's no Isra Vatar Atchila, a Chiddush. Vatar Atchila is only if it could come to make it Asr. If it can never come to make it Asr, there's no Isra Vatar Atchila. The example that comes in Lamais is if a little milchix hits your pot on the side, a very little amount, a tiny little drop, and you have a huge pot. So now, every time I cook, I'm in vatel iser l'chatchila because I have a blia of milk in my pot. So there's a tzad in halacha, if you learn what the Ran's first teretz, that I'm allowed to keep on cooking like this. Because every time I cook, it'll be shishim, it'll never be possible to come asr. It's just a small thing. It's impossible to ever make it asr. It's called tashvishim v'shefa. That's why, iser vatel l'chatchila is only if it's possible to come to iser. If it's never possible, this is no iser vatel l'chatchila. That's one teretz. Second teretz, he says, that here I'm not trying to vata isa chatchila. He says like this. Shafilu toimer, he says like this. Lo nes levata isa chatchila, ele mishim eschavin levatal kede lahono isa menu. Halav ochi loy. He says to you, sorry, vata isa chatchila is only if I'm trying to vata isa. I want to have a little bit isa in my thing, so I try to vata it. That's a problem. But my kavana is something else entirely, and agav vata chatchila, it's mutis. He says, for example, heila do agolo. Every time I do a gala, what am I doing? I'm being mevatel iser. You know, I'm mevatel iser chatchila. So how do you do a gala every time? He says, it's in the parashas matas. Parashas matas, this is the parasha. Talks about a gala. He says, how can you do a gala? Look, it's a problem of a mevatel iser chatchila. So he says, elamai. He says, hey, chichshira tara kli midyon b'ha gala. Devada b'nei yoyimim omra, hasti ben yoyimon. And Ma'ata hech tivsa tar lagilam v'rehi mevatel isa habalua ben lechatchila mayim shu magaloisam el vadli omru im vatel isa el miskavin la'arav isa v'het the chonis menu. So that's the two truths to the kavs vatel lechatchila. Okay.
But with the cherry,
huh?
but
sherry casks, yeah.
They want the sherry.
They want sherry. That's what I'm saying. That's what doesn't work. The pogum doesn't work. But so someone on Taina, Shlomo Miller wants Taina. The Gemara says it's pogum. So you know, if it's pogum, it's pogum. It's Gemara says it's pogum. So you can't change the Gemara. So that's one of the Haterim. But I'm not getting involved in who's right or wrong in the thing. First of all, I don't know. And I don't come to any of these gedolim who talk about it, but lemaisa the zemakim to machmer on it because it's a shaila. So why should you get involved? Zotik more avait. Rav Yitzchak bar Misna, Rav Yitzchak bar Misna, bar Bisna havale hanu mani de puksuna. He had these kalim that were not made out of cheres. They were not made out of or. They were made out of tzvia bakar. That's behema dung, animal dung, and they make kalim out of it. And they put yain esach into it. Someone put yain esach into it. So the shaila is, how do you kasher these? So he was trying to kasher mamash with alachimnis. Melinu mai, he filled up with water. And echrinu v'shimsha, he put it in the sun also. So he's hopping around like he's doing milu v'irui and putting it in the sun to cook it up. Paku, it cracked. Amalei Rab Abba, asetinu lecha asur del oilam. You asked it for you forever. What did you do? You broke it. You destroyed it. No one asked you to put it into the sun. What you did is you landed Rashi the Klem, you lost it for no reason. You destroyed your caliph for no reason. You didn't have to do that. Don't do more than you have to do. All you have to do is do milu. You don't have to do put it in the sun. Kli Neser Engle Tara Lamas. Kli Neser is caliph made out of this type of material called Nessa has no tire forever, and the reason is Nessa is like it's usually when we're going to say it's a chpar. We'll see some type of alom. We'll see in a second, but there's no tire alom. You know why? Because it's so absorbed, nothing ever comes out. My clean Nessa, you see by oven, clean machpiris shall tsrif. It's this karka that they big the place where they mine tsrif, which is alom or alo. And those that type of sand absorbs very much. It's impossible to get it out, and that's also lo oilam. Ainly tire olamus. The beparzik refila anas hanikuvim misa. A story like this: the beparzik refila, which he was a mishnah lamelach, a guy, he stole the jugs from Pumpadisa. Rambu chamre, put in wine, and then he gave it back. He needed, you know, he had a party, he needed wine for a day, and he filled it with wine and he gave it back. I didn't know. Also shalil rahuda. So what you do with this? Amar Dovash Yemachnis Lakiyam, who it's you only put it in for a short amount of time. So who mashach shumayim, just rinse it off with water, veimutar, man, it's mutter. Faith of the kasha, bomba kasha, I'm gonna ask you now. We learned on Amad Aleph that Rashi said by Kli Cheres, it immediately has blias. So here it has a help. Being mishach shemayim because a short time, even in the middle, this is one of Tosfos kashas there. Zok deran the pasuk teretz. He says here we're talking about kalim that ready what it was balua with Yisrael's wine. Then one hour with the guy won't do anything because already is balua and savoya sava milavloya. Already is already full from blias. It then it won't happen more blias. Masha Inkin Amud Aleph was saying cheres v'leim yai. That's talking about brand new kalim, and we'll see a makar to this in the Gemara coming up. So here it's Meshach Shemayim, it's enough. Amar Avira, Hani Chatzvi, Shechimi, Daramoyi. These barrels, Shechimi, the Be'aramoyi, that they made a karka, it's red, like red karka. Also, it says, Kivin the Loi Bali Tuva, this doesn't have blias at all. Meshach Shemayim, Matarim. You just rinse it with water, Matarim. So we had already three levels. We had the regular Cheres, that has all the regular Halacha. Then you have something that's like Alom, that cannot at all. It can be taken out, and this doesn't swallow that much in the first place. This shchimi on Rav Papa hani pasvasa the bemichsi. Also, this type of material that's klecheres of bemichsi. Also, it's very hard karka. Also, doesn't swallow much. Kimi lebali tuva m'shach shomai matarim. You just wash it with water. It's enough. Dr. Marvaita kasi. That's these cups of cheres, and you only use it temporarily. Rav Asi oser. Rav Asher shari. So Gemara says like this: if the guy drank with it first, there's a riot to Rashi. It's berlei miyad kulam lepiged osir. It's after osir. Kipligi that the guy used it after you used it once or twice. Kipligi pam sheni. Chag says after he used it already once, and this is the second time. That's when it's machlokes if it's osir or not. Igadari pam rishon v'sheni. If the yid used it once or twice, kulam lepiged osir. Kipligi pam gimel when it's the third time. Or maybe it means on the guy. Ikadamri pam rishu v'sheni, the guy uses the kulam l'pligidasi. Even if it's the second time, that's also aser. Kipliga pam gimel, which means the yid uses it twice, then the machlekes. V'hilkasa pam rishu v'sheni aser. Gimel is mutter. The third time is mutter. Zot maravayt, om rabbis vid. Om rabbis vid. Hi, Mani, the Kunya. We really should stop over here because tomorrow goes to Amud Aleph. Let's try to chop Ryan. We're going to do this clock. Amud Aleph is it. Hi, Mani, the Kunya. You have these Cheres Kalim that's coated with Avar, which is lead. Lead has a din like metal, and metal, the halach is, it doesn't really absorb so much like Cheres. So what's the halach if you have a Cheres that's coated with metal? So chiyurav uchma shari. If it's white or dark, and it's machlokes rishonim, if it means the cheres is white or black, or it means the avar is white or black, then it's shari. But yoroika, if it's green, then aser from the mitzrif, it has in it tzrif, which is very, it swallows up a lot, it's very absorbent, and that goes into the cheres. The ispei hu kartafuni, if it has cracks, kula asiri. So Rav Yid saying, mani de kunya, if it's yoroika, then the metal doesn't help. It's awesome. And if it has cracks, even the white, the black is awesome. That was Rav Zid. Doros ma'reimar. Kunya ben uchma. Sorry, if it's black, ben churiyum, and it's white, ben yoroika, ben it's green. Shari, it's mutter to use. Because like metal, it doesn't absorb. It's not like cheres. So that's what he says, mutter. Vreit gemara. Ma'ishtom ha'chomets ha'pesach. The bow menei ma'reim. They asked ma'reim ha'shayla, gavi pesach. What about these cheres ha'pesach? Hani muni de kunya. Maus the Musha Pischa. Are you allowed to use it on Pesach? And he said like this: Yoroika loisa bayolach the mitzarfi abali vasiri. You cannot use those cheres on Pesach. You know why? Because tsarav is very absorbent and it absorbs it. Kisa bayolach. What's the shailach yurvuchmi? They asked him, what about black or white? My. So again, Rav Merema's answer: Isbuka tefuni loisa bayolach vader bali. If that's cracks, it goes into the cheres. It's awesome. And you cannot kasher this on Pesach. The whole shaila is when it's smooth, no cracks. What's a loch of black and white cheres for chametz? My, amalahu. So remember, here we'll see in a second. We're talking about hat over here, and the loch is for Pesach. You never get kasher. It's impossible to kasher Pesach. And he said like this: the black and the white have a shaila. The green, you definitely can't kasher. So they asked him, what are black and white? He said, if it's cracked, it's no good. If it's smooth, what's the halacha? Amai, amalahu, ano chazina lo de mediyaisi. On top of lam dal alaf. The Gemara sounds familiar. It's the Gemara Amsachim, daf lamet. Ano chazina lo de mediyaisi. He said, Merema said, I know it goes through because I saw when it has juice inside it, I could see it sweating on the outside, so it's going through the cheres. Vekivin de mediyaisi, vade bali, it's in the cheres. Vaasri, and it's also. Why? My time, huh? The Torah said Eidus al Klicheres and Yoytzev Deidaf Leilam. It's a pasuk in the Torah that Yeshavar. It says that if you have Klicheres Yeshavar, because it doesn't come out of the bli, it's never come out forever. Yoytzev Ad Kan this story of Mareima. The question is a pasuk question. Ma'ishtom Yain Nesach Dorsh to Mareima Kulumani Dekani Shori. He said that's mutter, and by Chometz he says it's also. What is the difference? V'chit Hemi will tell me. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Chametz, the raisa, yayin nesach, which means stam yayin, stam yayinam, you don't know it's poured, it's goyish wine, is the rabbanon, it's only the rabbanon. So that's the chilek. Chametz, the raisa, umachme, by the rabbanon, we make it. Freit, the it's not true. But call the tikkun rabbanon, gain the raisa tikkun. Any tikkun rabbanon, it's gain the raisa tikkun. And for the Gemara, posh the terrors. Zet hashmishoy bechamim, zet hashmishoy betzoynin. The reason why this type of klicheres with covered with avar is basically mutter. Miriam says it's mutter when it comes to yayin nesach is because the metal does not let it absorb. The cheres does not absorb. Why does that work over there? Because that was cold. Mashiach, if you use heat, then even though it has this avar covering, it'll go through and go into the cheres. So that's the chilek between the two. By chamin, you're stuck. The cheres can never be kasher. There's nothing you can do about it. Mashayinkin by tzoynin, it could be kasher. That's the chilek between the two things. Zetas yishu tzoynin, not because yai nesach and chametz is different. They're both the same because it came to rice sticking. The difference is zeb chamin, zeb tzoynin.